Brett Hollander back on Sportsline on WBAL, and I know many of you right now are preparing to head to the Big Easy, maybe later this week, maybe over the weekend, maybe sometime next week. Some are going to be in the same city as the Baltimore Ravens. Others are going for that and to go to the game, but I'm expecting a lot of Baltimoreans to head to New Orleans, Louisiana. So that's why right now we have on with us the president and CEO of New Orleans Tourism and Marketing Corporation, Mark Romig, is with us. Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be with y'all, and go Ravens.
Oh, you're picking a side in this race.
Well, I'm picking up some two great teams coming here. I think it's going to be a great time for both Baltimore and San Francisco fans, and I think it's great. It's going to be a great week for all of y'all.
Well, I think it will be too. So tell us about the preparations being made in New Orleans for all the visitors.
Well, you know, the footprint of the Super Bowl has expanded so greatly since the last time we hosted in 2002. There are so many things for the fans to do besides go to the game if they have a ticket to go to the game on Sunday the 3rd. The NFL experience will take place at the Morial Convention Center beginning on Wednesday, January the 30th, and that'll run through Sunday morning, February the 3rd. And that's a great place to really experience everything there is to know and do with the NFL. It's like a football amusement park of sorts for kids of all ages. And then we have a free concert series that will occur at the Verizon Super Bowl Boulevard, which is located along the riverfront at what we call Woldenberg Park, right next to Jackson Square. So those concerts kick up on Thursday the 31st and run all the way through Sunday the 3rd. And that's where the iconic Roman numerals 47, the Super Bowl 47 Roman numerals, will be parked right along the riverfront on a barge sitting in the river itself.
Mark Romig, the president and CEO of New Orleans Tourism and Marketing Corporation, with us here on WBAL. All right, so obviously the first thing you probably think about if you're visiting New Orleans, probably two things, jazz music and the cuisine in New Orleans. Let's say I'm from Baltimore and I want to hear some good jazz. Give us a few options there, places we should go, we need to go to do that.
Right. Well, you're going to have so many different music options, and not all of it will be located in the, what we call the French Quarter, the old French Quarter of the city of New Orleans. There's a place right next to that area called the Faubourg Marigny and Frenchman Street. So head to Frenchman Street. And you'll see, oh, my God, there are so many clubs with live music performing into the wee hours of the morning. If you want to go further uptown, away from the downtown area, near the university section where Tulane University and Loyola University are located, Maple Street has a number of great music locations, sort of an eclectic mix of jazz and modern. And so, really, I would say tell your fans to go to neworleansonline.com. And you'll have a full listing of music venues that are available at all price ranges as well. And then as far as food's concerned, we have more restaurants now than we had prior to Hurricane Katrina. So there's a restaurant for every budget. You have Creole, Cajun, American, French, you name it, we have it for you. So it'll be a great food experience for anyone who is going to be hungry that week.
So Bourbon Street. That's the place that people always get drawn to. That's the place with a lot of action. Is that a place for everybody, the people bringing families or just a couple of friends going down for the big game? Tell us about Bourbon Street.
Yeah, Bourbon Street, you know, it's an experience in itself. Obviously, there's a lot of nightclub and lounges, some restaurants located on Bourbon Street. And if you've never been to New Orleans, to walk down Bourbon Street, I think it needs to be on your bucket list. But I would say that New Orleans is a most family-friendly location in the South. It is full of great museums, the Children's Museum. We have a great zoo. We have a wonderful aquarium, similar to what Baltimore has. We have that great streetcar line, which is the oldest continuous-running streetcar line in the country. For $1.25, you can get on the streetcar and ride it up St. Charles Avenue and see some of the most historic and most beautiful homes that we have. City Park, one of the largest urban parks, has a wonderful storyland for kids. Bourbon Street's good, but obviously I think if you've got family with you, you're going to have so many other options to take care of.
All right, let's say I want to crank it up a notch or two. New Orleans is a good place to do that. I did plan my brother's bachelor party there a few summers ago. I don't remember everything about it, but I'm told it was a great weekend. No, I'm just kidding. Casinos, stuff like that, where are the places to go?
Yeah, Harrah's has... Yep. The land-based casino right at the foot of Canal Street, right next to the Mississippi River. something like 2,500 slot machines, game tables, a great place to experience some good casino action. And so, you know, that's got a casino experience for everybody from a standpoint of different themes inside that casino. And they have some of the greatest employees work in that casino as well. And I wanted to mention the employees. We've got 75,000 people that work in the hospitality industry who work 24/7. And, you know, we just can't wait to have the fans from Baltimore in the city.
Mark Romig, the president and CEO of New Orleans Tourism and Marketing Corporation, with us here on WBAL. And, Mark, give us one food, one cuisine that if we go, we have to eat. We've heard a lot about the different, Cajun, what's the best way to describe it, that New Orleans has to offer? What's the one thing you have to eat?
Boy, you put me on the spot because I have like 10 things I'm going to eat tonight myself. There's a dessert called bread pudding. Bread pudding in New Orleans is so delicious. There's all sorts of bread puddings. There's white chocolate bread pudding. There's banana bread pudding. There's the kind that your grandmother would make, all of it with a bourbon sauce and just out of this world. Our seafood, we have some of the best seafood in the world coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. And just getting some fresh seafood while you're down here has got to be on everyone's list. Our crawfish is delicious. You name it. I'm getting hungry just sitting here talking to you about it.
Me too.
I do want to mention we have a free visitor app called Go NOLA, GONOLA, Go NOLA. You can find it on iPhone or Android. It's a free visitor app. It'll help you plan your trip when you come down here. Restaurants, hotels, attractions. We have audio tours. It's a great tool in the palm of your hand. So I want to mention that along with our website, neworleansonline.com.
I'm going to go there and get this right now. Two more quick ones, Mark. If I am a history buff, what do I need to see if I go to New Orleans for a couple of days?
You've got to go to the National World War II Museum. It is an unbelievable experience. It's a 4D movie that Tom Hanks is the executive producer of. It is both the Pacific and European theater. It covers World War II. It is a great salute to our veterans as well. So you need to do that. That's in the Warehouse District. It's a short walk from any hotel in downtown New Orleans. You also want to visit historic Jackson Square, where almost 300 years ago the city of New Orleans was founded. It's got the second oldest basilica in the United States, St. Louis Cathedral. The Cabildo and the Presbytery flank that beautiful structure where the seat of government for Louisiana and New Orleans began. Just a wonderful experience in itself. And I mentioned the Children's Museum already. And just being in one of the most authentic and culturally diverse cities in the United States.
Final question, Mark. How should people dress down there?
Well, you know, the long-range forecast looks pretty good. We usually have a mild winter, so it wouldn't be unusual that we get into the upper 30s and low 40s at night here.
Okay.
And it could sneak up to upper 60s, low 70s. We've had a typical temperate winter so far, and I think bring a jacket for the evening, and just check the weather before you come, because you never know, we may have one of those freak cold fronts come through. But it's a great walkable city. Once you're downtown, you can literally walk everywhere. We have 20,000 hotel rooms within a mile and a half of the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. It's a fun city to be in. It's a fun city to walk and experience what we have to offer.
Mark Romig, the president and CEO of the New Orleans Tourism and Marketing Corporation. Mark, thank you so much. We'll see you down there.
Thanks, Brad. See you soon.
That's Mark Romig. We're back with more next year on BAO.